So today we are very fortunate that we are having His Grace Rasraj Gopal Prabhuji to enlighten us on Srimad Bhagavatam. So Prabhuji, are you present on the call?
Yes, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much Prabhuji for giving your valuable association and time for all of us. Now I would like to hand over the call to you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirayet Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavate Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishthiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Aya Namo Namaha Namaha Pankaja Nabhaya Namaha Pankaja Malini Namaha Pankaja Netraya Namaste Pankajangrahi.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
We are reading from Canto 3rd, Chapter 32, entitled Entanglement in Fruitive Activities. Text 7. Surya Dwarena Te Yanti Purusham Vishvato Mukham Paramaresham Prakritim Syotpatyanta Bhavanam. Surya Dwarena Te Yanti Purusham Vishvato Mukham Paramaresham Prakritim Asyatpatyanta Bhavanam. Surya Dwarena Te Yanti Purusham Vishvato Mukham Paravaresham Prakritim Asyotpatyanta Bhavanam. Word-to-word meaning, translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Surya Dwarena, through the path of illumination, they Yanti, approach Purusham, the personality of Godhead. Vishvataha Mukham, whose face is turned everywhere. Para Avarayisham, the proprietor of the spiritual and material worlds. Prakritim, the material cause. Asya, of the world. Utpatti, of manifestation. Anta, of dissolution. Nam, the cause. Translation. Through the path of illumination, such liberated persons approach the complete personality of Godhead, who is the proprietor of the material and spiritual worlds and is the supreme cause of their manifestation and dissolution. Purport. The word Surya Dwarena means by the illuminated path or planet. The illuminated path is devotional service. It is advised in the Vedas not to pass through the darkness, but to pass through the sun planet. It's also recommended here that by traversing the illuminated path, one the contamination of the material modes of nature. By that path, one can enter into the kingdom where the completely perfect personality of Godhead resides. The words Purusham Vishvato Mukham mean the supreme personality of Godhead, who is all perfect. all living entities other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead are very small. Although they may be big by our calculation, everyone is infinitesimal. And therefore, in the Vedas, the Supreme Lord is called the Supreme Eternal amongst all eternals. Creator of the material and spiritual worlds, and the supreme cause of manifestation. Material nature is only the ingredient, because actually the manifestation is caused by his energy. The material energy is also his energy. Just as the combination of father and mother is the cause of childbirth, so the combination of the material energy and the glance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the cause of the manifestation of the material world. The efficient cause, therefore, is not matter himself.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Abhishtam स्थापितं येन भूतले यं रूप कदा मह्यं तदाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तु ते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे
हरे कृष्ण आई ऑफर माय हम्बल ओबेसेंसेस एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय गुरुदेव एंड आवर परम गुरुदेव डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. I also offer my humble obeisances at the lotus feet of all the connected Vaishnavas, assembled Vaishnavas, who are connected to this Srimad Bhagavatam class over conference calls. I thank all of you for having given me the opportunity to speak on this subject matter for the purification of myself and service of all of you. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Today, we are speaking on the 7th shloka, which is spoken by Kapila Muni. Lord himself is giving the description of different types of personalities existing in this material world. This chapter is named as Entanglement in Fruitive Activities. So Krishna also explains in Bhagavad Gita that there are two types of people. One who are materially entangled, that is one who has taken the shelter of Asurim Prakritim and
another set of people who have taken the shelter of Mahatmanastum Mam Partha Daivim Prakatim Ashritaha. And here, through this verse, Krishna mentions that through the path of illumination, such persons, they are approaching the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita, we find various to this verses by the way of how Krishna describes that how knowledge is the actual illumination. When we speak about the illumination, in the beginning itself, we say, Om Ajnana Timira Andhasya. That means, Timira Andhasya. That means, this Andhakara. Andhakara means darkness is because of the Timira or the Tamoguna, the ignorance. Because of lack of knowledge, we are always in the darkness. So ignorance is nothing but darkness. A person who says, why should we take up to devotional service? Why should we take up to Krishna consciousness? What is the requirement? What is the necessity? In fact, some people argue that it is just a waste of time. It is just a waste of time. Some rationalists, they say that, or the so-called intelligent class of people, they say that it is purely waste of time that you are just spending 2 hours, 3 hours for chanting some names, for chanting some words. So this is called Timira Andha. This is called darkness. Because, for example, Srila Prabhupada says, if one is driving a boat, and let us assume that he doesn't know the rules of the land. Now, it is very, one may say that it's absolutely unethical. One who knows driving is supposed to know the rule of the land. But for a practical purpose, for an example point of view, if we say that if one guy is driving on the road and when there is a red signal, he crosses the red signal. Now, as soon as he crosses the red signal, he is by traffic police. He is caught by the road traffic police. And he is taken to a side and he says, sir, please give me, you have to pay the penalty. You are to be punished because you have created an offense. Now this guy will say, what is my offense? I was driving smoothly. There was no traffic anywhere. I was not, I was just driving. I was not causing any trouble to any of the other drivers of any other vehicles. But the police says, sorry, you have crossed the red signal, you have to be punished. Red means you have to stop. So if he says, this person says, sorry, I was not knowing about the rule that for the red signal I'm supposed to stop, then it is a matter of foolishness. The traffic police will, however, punish him and penalize him. And he has to pay, which he has no other option. So similarly, when in this material world, and if he says, I am not knowing the rule, I am ignorant, so some people say ignorance is a bliss. It can never happen. Ignorance will always lead to danger. Ignorance will always lead to trouble. And therefore, Krishna says, knowledge is very essential. In Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 9, which is the central theme or the central part of the or the heart of the Bhagavad Gita. Because Bhagavad Gita contains 18 shlokas. And chapter 9 is the heart of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, where the title itself is called the most confidential knowledge. Therefore, Timirandhasya, Om Ajnana Timirandhasya, Jnananjana Shalat. This, please dispel this darkness of ignorance by giving me the Jnananjana. Jnananjana Shalakaya. By giving me the, by showing me the light of knowledge. Through the light or the illumination of knowledge, please dispel this darkness of ignorance. And this can be, who can do this? None other than I am praying at the lotus feet of our Gurudev. That is our spiritual master. And only Guru, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So in the 9th chapter, Krishna says, Idam tu te guhyatamam pravakshyami anasuyave jnanam vijnana sahitam yajnyatva mokshase shubhat. My dear Arjuna, Idam tu te guhyatamam. This knowledge which is confidential, guhyatamam, which is very secret, pravakshyami anasuyave. I am telling you now, I am speaking because to you, because you are non-envious of me, anasuyave. So let us know that this knowledge doesn't come so easily. We are treading in darkness. They say, no, some people say, andhere mein teer chalate hain. So we, living in this material world, we are actually treading the path of darkness. And to our fortune, we have been given the privilege of getting from our spiritual masters. Since we are connected with ISKCON, since we are connected with Srila Prabhupada, so we are at least fortunate enough to get the knowledge that in this darkness of this material world, we get some light through which we can tread the path and we can walk very precautiously. So here, Krishna says, I am telling you this knowledge because you are anasuyave, that is not envious of me. My dear Arjuna, you are never envious of me. So first, the immediate requirement of a person who should get this knowledge, he has to be non-envious. Now, envy is the one such thing which is in fact prevalent within every. It is available. It is conditioned. You know, a part of our mental system. Even in devotional community, we can see there are lots of devotees who are envious of other people, other devotees. So this, to come out of this, one should to get the real knowledge, one should discard or come out of this envy. One should burn this envy. It should be burnt out. Jnana hitam yajnyatva mokshase ashubhat. I am now telling you the knowledge, and along with knowledge, you will understand the practical part of the knowledge also, the realized knowledge, the vijnanam, jnanam, vijnana sahitam. And once you understand this knowledge, then you will be relieved. Mokshase ashubhat, from this miserable material existence, from this dark material existence, material nisains, what we say, what they call. And then Krishna says, Rajvidya Rajaguhyam Pavitram Idamuttamam Pratyakshavagamam Dharmyam Susukham Kartum Abhyayam. Again, in the following this first sloka, Krishna says, this knowledge which I will be imparting you or I will be giving you now, this is Rajvidya. Rajvidya is king of knowledge. So one may say, I'm quite intelligent, that I know E equal to mc square, or energy can be, cannot be created nor can be destroyed, or you know, one can find out the laws of gravitational force by various experiments, or one can be very highly educated in various departments of science and technology. But among, after all this knowledge, the king of knowledge is what he's speaking about. Krishna says, now I am giving you the Rajvidya. So this knowledge is not only the king of knowledge, it is what? It is Raj Guhyam. It is the king of secrets. So one may be having lots of secrets, varieties of secrets with him. You know, it is said that in one of my earlier maybe classes, I've explained the different types of bhayam. So it is said that one who is learned, he is fearful of his competitor. So he feels that since I am having so much knowledge, or I am learned now, other person will come with more knowledge and more knowledge than me, and then my name and fame will go down. So that is a fear. That's a fear some learned people will have, who is devoid of devotional service, who doesn't know what is devotional service, who doesn't know what is Krishna consciousness. They are only boasting of their knowledge. It could be Vedic knowledge also, no doubt about it. But yet, those people who are no Vedic knowledge but understood what is Krishna consciousness, they will have fear of losing their fame to another competitor who may crop up someday or the other. Always they are in that fear and anxiety of somebody else will come up and overtake them, overtake their fame and knowledge. So they are always fearful. So what happens? They try to hide, keep their secrets. So my dear friends, it is said that dhanam, if you distribute dhanam, it will reduce. But distribute jnanam, it will increase. That is the rule of the law. Very tricky situation. So it is said that if you have, for example, simple hundreds of 100 rupees and you distribute it, you will have nothing. You will have to again earn for another 100 rupees to get 100 rupees. That's a different matter. But when it comes to knowledge is said that, supposing you have gathered some knowledge and if you distribute it to others, that knowledge will never perish. In fact, in the course of time, based on that knowledge, you will get more and more knowledge when you distribute the knowledge. And therefore, Krishna says, I like those persons more who are distributing this knowledge to others. It is not that we keep the knowledge with ourselves. We have to distribute it. But what happens, why I am taking this example is, even in the case of knowledge, some people keep it as a secret. That is guhyam. Okay, let it be. I mean, there may be different types of confidential things which may have. This is the biggest secret which people have, that I know this thing, but I will not share with you. I know this. I am the master of it, but I am not going to share with it. That is the guhyam. Of course, there are different other types of secrets which can be harmful also for the society as well, or for himself as well. But Krishna says, all these secrets, the king of the secrets is what I am going to give you now. Rajvidya, Rajaguhyam, Pavitram Idam Uttamam. Oh, so this knowledge is not only the king of knowledge, it is not only the king of secrets, but it is pure. Pavitram. Pure. It does not have any tinge of impurity. It will not put you in trouble. There will be no inauspiciousness by getting this knowledge. It will be all shubham. Everywhere it will be pure once you get this knowledge. It is highly pure, no impurity content, nothing filled with greed and lust or anything else, but it's purely pavitram idam uttamam. It is the best, most transcendental. Tourist, and it is the most transcendental. Pratyaksha avagamam. That means, this by this knowledge, when I give you, you can literally experience this knowledge. Pratyaksha, by direct experience, you can understand this knowledge. So, Hare Krishna. Such a beautiful knowledge, which can be literally understood by experience. We can experience, when we get this knowledge, we can experience it, we can feel it. And yes, this is the true knowledge. Dharmyam. What you can understand? The principle of religion. Pratyaksha avagamam dharmyam. Susukham kartam. And this knowledge will do what? It will give you sukham. It will make you very happy. So ultimately, people always want to be happy. Nobody wants to grow in this world. Nobody wants dukkha. Everybody wants sukha. Susukham. And that too, susukham. Very, very happy. So, susukham. By this knowledge, it will make you not only sukhi, but it will make you very happy. Susukham kartum avyayam. Avyayam means everlasting. Avinashi. Avyayam. Never ever it will spoil or it will diminish or it will fall down. It will always last. It will last. This susukham, which one will experience, it will be everlasting. So nice. Krishna speaking about the knowledge. Raj vidya raj guhyam pavitram idam uttamam pratyaksha avagamam dharmyam susukham kartum avyayam. Means, those who are actually engaged in the devotional service of Lord, they are freed from all reactions. Now we know that since we are in this physical body, we are on the bodily terms. So, antavanta ime deha nityasyoktaha sharirinaha. That means this body is always perishable. At one point or the other, we'll have to give up this body and take up another body. But since we are a spirit soul, and if you always understand at always all levels that I am the spirit soul, I am not this body, then one can be freed from the reactions. Now, since we are in this material body, we are under the influence of the three modes of material nature. And since we are under the three modes of material nature, we are into the different activities of actions called karma. So therefore, we are bound by karma. We are conditioned souls bound by karma. Prakriteh kriyamanani gunahe karmani sarvesha. Because of these three material modes of nature, I am always into doing some or the other activity. Prakriteh kriyamanani gunahe karmani sarvesha. All these activities which I am doing is because of this three modes of material of this world, prakriti. And because of this karma, various karmas, I am enjoying the fruits of my karma, entangled in fruitive activities. I am enjoying the fruits of my activities. So we all know that activities will be either pious or sinful. So based upon my previous pious or sinful activities, I am enjoying the fruits or maybe the bitter fruits. So when I am in dukkha, when I am in different types of miseries or trouble, definitely I am enjoying the fruits of my sinful activities. And at the same time, when I am having ample amount of wealth and money and I am enjoying which is making me pleasing or giving me pleasure, that is because of my pious activities. So, what happens is, when we are into this knowledge of devotional service, when we become engaged in devotional service, then we are freed from the reactions
of reactions from all our activities.
Aprarabdha phalam papam kutam bijam phalonmukham krameṇaiva praliyate vishnu bhakti ratatmanam.
That means
aprarabdha phalam papam.
There are different types of phala which we are enjoying. So one is aprarabdha, one is kutam bijam phalonmukham, other one is krameṇaiva praliyate, means vanish. Vishnu bhakti ratatmanam, one who is ratatman, one who is rata in Vishnu bhakti, one who is, whose mind is engrossed in fully devotional service of Krishna 24/7 into 365, what happens to him is, whether his phala, his fruits of karma are in a prarabdha stage, that is, they have not fructified, sometimes in the course of this life journey, somewhere it might come up, it may sprout up and then give you some fruits, either maybe again, we are not concerned with the types of fruit, whether it is pious or sinful, but one has to enjoy. Mukham, palan papam, kutam bijam, some in the fruits which are already fructified and we are into this world, and some are in the form of a seed. Whatever type of sinful reactions, again, whether fructified in the stalk or in the form of a seed, they will gradually vanish. Krameṇaiva praliyeta. This is very important. Therefore, it is called pavitram uttamam. Why this knowledge is pavitram and uttamam? It is because of this. We have to somehow destroy the reactions of our papam or the sinful activities. Devotional activities, they are never material. We need to understand that whatever devotional activities, they are never material. Although it may appear that sometimes we are doing the activities like ordinary people. Ordinary people go for work. The devotees also go for work. The ordinary people, they eat, sleep, and devotees also have to eat and sleep. So many a times it will look similar, but in fact the devotees who are doing these activities, they are doing on a transcendental level platform, because they are into devotional service 24/7. Their activities are actually transcendental. Now, for example, we may compare the activities of Arjuna and Duryodhana. Arjuna was also fighting the war. Arjuna was holding the bow and shooting out the arrow. And Duryodhana was also doing the same thing. Duryodhana was also holding the bow and shooting out the arrows. The activities of both the personalities look. But what is the difference? The difference is that Arjuna, he was doing the same under the instructions and guidance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. Whereas, that means he was doing these activities for the pleasure of Lord Shri Krishna. While Duryodhana, he was doing for the pleasure of his own senses. He was shooting the arrow for himself. So that was not devotional service. So whenever yat karoshi yad ashnashi yat juhoshi dadasi yat tapasyasi kamteya tat kurushva mad arpanam. Yat karoshi yad ashnashi, whatever you do. Just remember that whenever, if I am eating, it is not for my filling of the stomach, but it is for how can I eat for pleasing my Krishna? That one has to understand. That is the devotional activity. But if you think that since I am hungry and since this is very tasty, I shall eat it and I enjoy it, the rasa, the mellow or the taste of that fruit or food or whatever it is, then it is like Duryodhana. But if I eat it for the purpose of serving Krishna,
Because what happens is, how is that consciousness developed? One should always understand that I'm eating so that my stomach is filled and I get the nourishment so that I remain fit, so that with that healthy and fit body, I serve Krishna and his devotees. So this is the consciousness when we are eating something, when we are honoring prasadam, when we are drinking. Yat karoshi, when we are doing anything, supposing one is doing professional duties like he might be a professional engineer or a doctor or some other businessman. Anywhere, yat karoshi, yad ashnashi, yad juhoshi dadasi, yad juhoshi, whatever you offer in sacrifice, yad dadasi, whatever you give in charity, tat kurushva madharpanam, you do that as an offering unto me. That is what Krishna says. So therefore, that is devotional activity. One who can see and is familiar with devotional service will know that they are not material activities. Even they are all spiritual and devotional, uncontaminated of nature. So then we are not contaminated by the material modes of nature. We are above nistraigunyo bhava arjuna. We have to be above the three modes of material nature. Nistraigunyo bhava arjuna. Therefore, we have to chant the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Now again, let us come to the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. When we are chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we should not chant just for the sake of chanting, or just because our higher authorities are telling me to chant, or just and my spiritual master has given me orders. It is just because I have taken bow in master, I am chanting. No, the chanting has to be, one should give pleasure, it should give pleasure to the mind. We should feel pleased, we should feel bliss when we chant Lord Krishna's holy names. And in that mood, we should ensure that we are not committing any one of the offenses or combination of offenses of the 10 offenses of the holy names. So definitely one should chant offenselessly. And then when we do that, we feel the transcendental pleasure and slowly we become purified of all material contamination. Cheto darpana marjanam. That is how our chetana becomes is marjanam. It is swept. The dust over the Chaitanya Darpana is swept by the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. And then slowly, slowly, we see that there is an advancement in spiritual life. Therefore, this method is called very, very pure. Then, later on, Krishna says, Susukham Kartum. Now let us see how is this Susukham Kartum can be achieved. Prahlad Maharaj, during his instructions, Prahlad Maharaj was admitted to the material school. Like today we have those so many schools. When we are 5 or 4 or 3, whatever it is, we are admitted to different types of the children are admitted to schools for getting knowledge and higher, very high expectations. And my child should learn in a convent school or in a school of high repute so that his future is guaranteed and he becomes a very good engineer or doctor, or that is the only criteria which people look at it. Whenever they admit a child to some school and all, they say, yeah, he should learn, he should graduate, do his school graduation and post graduation, and he becomes an engineer or a doctor, and he He gets good name, fame, and wealth and everything. So this is what parents always look out for. And the same, this has come by from Hiranyakashipu mentality. Hiranyakashipu had also the same school of thought. And so he admitted his child, Prahlad Maharaj, something similar of the schools which are currently available in almost most of this material world, in all the schools we see, this is the education which is taught. They know, very rare, very few places are there where literally the Gurukul system is taught, the Vedic system is taught. So Prahlad Maharaj, when he came after his first batch of his school, Hiranyakashipu was sitting very nicely on his throne, and he called, "Come on, Prahlad, come here." And he took Prahlad on his lap, kept his hand on his shoulder, and asked him, "My dear son, yes, come on now, tell me, what have you learnt in the school which you have been sent?" And while bewilderment, Prahlad Maharaj started, "Hey, king of Asuras." She straight away started like this. "Hey, king of Asuras, just listen to what I'm saying." And he's now going to tell the funda. He said, "Shravanam kirtanam Vishnoha, smaranam padasevanam, archanam vandanam dasyam sakhyam atmanivedanam." He says, Vishnoha smaranam. So he's calling, so he didn't say, "Hey daddy, hey father, oh papa," he didn't say that. His knowledge got illuminated to such an extent that he realized that the person on whose lap he's sitting is not only his father, Asuras. So he said, "O king of Asuras, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnoha smaranam." So it begins, the devotional service begins with Shravanam, hearing and chanting, Shravanam Kirtanam of Lord Vishnu, and Smaranam, and remembering. So these are the nine process of Navadha Bhakti Lakshanam. These are the nine process of devotional service one should adapt to. This is what I have learned, Hare Krishna. And Hiranyakashipu got wild. He threw him from his lap. So one can simply hear the chanting of the glory. So how one hear the chanting of the glories of the Lord, or you know, we can attend lectures on transcendental knowledge, Shravanam, and then one can do Nagar Sankirtanam, gather among the devotees and do Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Or one can do chanting individually, japa, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Adasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmanivedanam. So there are so many activities, so many types of devotional service activities where one has the opportunity to devotion and advance in the spiritual life. And Krishna also is not very, he doesn't want very high. Very high fundas. He doesn't look for, you know, one should have a big, huge mansion or a huge palace and keep me on a huge throne and worship me with all the very huge paraphernalia and other parameters. No, nothing of that sort. Krishna is so merciful that he comes to the lowest extent and he says, give me patram pushpam phalam toyam, that is enough for me. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yo me bhaktya prayachati tad aham bhakti upahartam ashnami prayatatmanah. You give me patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam, any one of this, or combination of this. You can offer me patra, pushpa, phala, fruits, or toyam, water, or anyone. But how? Patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam, yome bhaktya prayachati. One has to offer it. Pushan, bhaktya. Krishna always mentions bhakti in many of this. His verses, his instructions. Bhakti is very important. Devotional service is very and should always try to think how I can do devotional service in all my activities. In any of the activities which I am doing, one should always wonder, one should always ponder, one should always think that how I can do devotional service. How I can do devotional service. How I can please my spiritual master, how I can please Krishna. So this is how consciousness has to be always 24/7. And Krishna says, you offer me patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam, or simple water. Just offer him a glass of water. Please take this, Krishna, please. And just drink it. Yome bhakti aprayachati, give me bhakti purvak, tadaham ashnami prayata atmanah. So one who has given in that thing in prayata atmanah, that is in devotional, tadaham ashnami, then I will accept it. So here we can see that there is an example of Krishna who accepts the invitation of Vidura rather than Duryodhana again. When Krishna comes to Hastinapur and Duryodhana understands that now the time has come for battle. We have to fight it out with the Pandavas for the piece of land. So Duryodhana has understood that if I please Krishna by offering him 56 bhoga and 108 bhogas and all types of highly precious offerings, maybe Krishna will be pleased with me and he may come to my side, or he may give his army to my side so that they can fight for me. So with that intention, he calls Krishna. So this is the Duryodhana mentality. And we always have that mentality. We always offer Krishna so that Krishna can help me out in some of my precarious situations. We think that Krishna, I am now following a miserable situation, miserable condition, that let me serve Krishna so that Krishna helps me come out of this miserable situation. This is Duryodhana mentality. Whereas Krishna knows Vidura is a true, real bhakta or a real Vaishnava. And Krishna accepts the invitation of, in fact, Vidura, who again, Vidura is staying in a small kutir, a very small cottage. And his wife is so pleased to serve Krishna. Krishna is sitting in front of her and Vidura is also sitting by the side, watching Krishna so nicely. Krishna is looking so beautiful. And what happened? Vidura's wife, in that ecstasy, she is peeling off the banana, and instead of giving the banana to Krishna, she is giving the skin of the banana to Krishna. Because she is so ecstatic, she is forgetting that what she is offering. And she is removing the skin of the banana and giving it to Krishna. And Krishna looks at her. And Krishna is wondering, what is she doing? She should give me the banana to eat and not the skin of the banana, which is peeled out. But Krishna is looking at her mood of devotional service, and he accepts that skin very nicely because he's saying tadaham ashnami, and he starts eating it. And Krishna is eating the skin of the banana, and Krishna is also enjoying the rasa. He's enjoying the taste of that banana skin. Hare Krishna. Of bananas were finished, and Vidura's wife realized that she is doing a mistake. Hare Krishna, oh, I'm sorry, very sorry. She keeps it up down, and again then she offers. That's a different story. But the crux of the matter is, Krishna accepts anything which is offered to him by true love and devotional service. Bhaktyamam abhijanati yavanishyasmi tatvatah. Even a leaf, a flower, a bit of fruit, or a little water, which are all available in every part of the world, can be offered by any person of his social position.
And similarly, patra means definitely it should be, there should be, it should consist of the tulsi leaves. Now, tulsi leaves, we know the story of how Draupadi was embarrassed. They were serving in the forest, and Duryodhana sent Durvasa Muni to the forest, and he said, initially he offered so nice prasadam, sumptuous prasadam, 56 bhogas, 1008 bhogas. The Vyasadeva and his entire contingent was very, very satisfied, fully satisfied. And Vyasadeva had a nice nap. And then, Durvasa Muni, he had a very nice nap. And then when he woke up, he said, Duryodhana, I am very happy with your service. You have given me sumptuous prasadam, very tasty, very enjoyable. All my disciples are all happy with you. You ask whatever you want. And Duryodhana, very cunningly, he tells Durvasa Muni, tomorrow you go to this forest where these Pandavas are staying. And I would prefer that you go at this particular time, that is during the lunch time. End of the lunch time. So he knows what will happen. So he wanted to embarrass Pandavas. So he was feeling that let Durvasa Muni, and Durvasa Muni goes to the forest the next day with all his contingent of 1,000 disciples and reaches this kutir where Pandavas are staying. Now what coming there? It was the time when Pandavas have completed their lunch. Draupadi was having the Akshay Patra, and it is said that Akshay Patra is a patra which is never kshaya. That means which will never vanquish or finish off. It is akshaya. It will be always filled. Draupadi had that benefit. So she can give that to anybody. Any guest, any number to her place, until she eat, until she herself finishes her lunch or dinner, the Akshay Patra will never get empty. So, what has happened is on that day, she had offered all the Pandavas and the Kunti Mataji and everywhere, they had finished off their lunch, and she sits inside the kitchen and she also completes her lunch part, and now the Akshay Patra is over for that day, and she's almost about to keep that and about to wash it when Durvasa Muni and his contingent enters. When these people enter in that kutir, Draupadi is she is in trouble. Krishna, what is this? The guests are coming. Not only one or two or three, in thousands. And from where she will feed them? And now she is in dilemma. She is highly perturbed, disturbed. What to do? And she goes in. And Yudhishthir and Bhim and Arjun, they all welcome Durvasa Muni and they offer obeisances. They ask them to sit. Please sit. Draupadi, now she's wondering. Akshay Patra's duty is over for the day. Now from where can she again bring food and cook food? Because she has eaten. And once she has eaten, the Akshay Patra's duty is over for that day. What is she to do now? What can one person do when he's fallen in danger? Or nothing but to remember Krishna. It's very easy. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnuha Smaranam. Just remember, Yomam Smarati Nityashaha Tasyaham Sulabam Partha. Regularly. For him, I am very easy, Krishna, Arjun. I am very easy to attain. Sulabham Partha. So, Draupadi remembered. Oh, hey Govinda, hey Krishna. And Krishna was there. Yes, Krishna. Now, Draupadi's name is Krishna. What has happened? What has happened? Why are you worrying?
So here Yudhishthir said to Draupadi, "Hey Draupadi, guests have come. Can you please arrange food for them?" And Durvasa Muni says, "Okay, we will go and have a bath and come so that we are prepared for eating nice some." And now Draupadi is sitting with her hand on her head, forehead, and wondering what to do. And Krishna comes, "Hello Krishna, what's going on? Why are you worrying? What's happened? Can you tell me?" And Draupadi says, "Hey Krishna, hey Govinda, I am really baffled. I don't know what to do. How can I feed these Durvasa Muni and these thousands of soldiers, disciples? Can you please help me out?" "Krishna, don't worry. Do you have that patra?" "Yeah, look, this patra is empty. There's nothing in this." And Krishna takes that patra. And when Krishna takes that patra and he stares deep inside the patra and finds one grain of rice along with a small tulsi leaf inside it. He takes that and just consumes it. "Oh, you have plenty in this Akshaya Patra. Don't worry." What happened? Lo and behold, Durvasa Muni and his contingent of disciples who were having a nice bath there, and they had finished their bath and they were about to come out of the river bed and walk up to the kutir, as soon as Krishna consumed that single grain of rice, everybody started belching. Everybody felt satisfaction in their stomach. "Oh, I'm full. My stomach is full." Everybody was start, and they said, "Can you have some? Can we have some one more morsel of food in our stomach?" "No, no, no. I'm filled. Everybody saying that. Even Durvasa Muni was saying, "No, I cannot eat anything more now. My stomach is full. How can that happen? It was a miracle." Krishna helped Draupadi. And Durvasa Muni, from there itself, he fled off. He said, "No, no, I'm not going to the kutir to have us more food. I'm already satisfied." So that is what Patram can do. And therefore, we should offer Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam with love and devotion. We are keeping that just because we have to offer it and serve it. No. There should be love and devotional in our activities when we are doing anything for the pleasure of Krishna. And therefore, this knowledge, Vidya Raja Guhyam, Pavitram Idam Uttamam, Pratyaksha Avagamam Dharmyam, Susukham Kartum Avyayam. If one has this knowledge of illumination, he can dispel the darkness of this material world, and then we can reach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna says, "Na tadbhasayate suryo, na avakaha, yad gatva na nivartante, tadhamam paramam mama." My dhamma, Krishna is describing his address. Na tad bhasayate suryo. There is no need of sun for illumination. There is no need of sun for illumination. That is my dhamma. Na tad bhasayate suryo na shashanko. There is no need of moonlight for the illumination. Na pavakaha. There is no need to light some fire or agni or some matchsticks. It's not required for light, for the purpose of light or for illumination. Na tad bhasayate suryo na shashanko na pavakaha. Yad gatva na nivartante. Once reaching that destination, one does not come to this material world. Tad dhamam paramam mama. That is my dham. So Krishna's dham is full of illumination, full of light, full of knowledge, full of spiritual bliss. There is absolutely no need of sun, moon or fire and anything else. And once that light of knowledge, that illumination we can get, we can feel by the knowledge, light of knowledge. We can go to that destination, Param Dhamma, Tad Dhammam Paramamama. That is back to Godhead. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is the only subtle process by which we can achieve Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Any comments, any suggestions, any questions? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, this is Kamal. Please accept my obeisances. All good Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada. He just went at the end that, you know, Yatyatvana Nivartande Tattama Paramamma, Krishna says. So, but then I was wondering. And I have also heard that we were all serving there. We were all serving there to Krishna. And then, but then how is it that we came here in the material world? Could you please explain?
Yes, Mataji.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Thank you, Mataji. All glories to you and all glories to Srila Prabhupada and all glories to Srila Gurudev. All glories to the assembled devotees. Mataji, we were serving Krishna. Now, Mamai Vamsho Jeeva Loke Jeeva Bhuta Sanatana. Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, by explaining this material world, the creation of the material world, and the Krishna says ki souls which we are seeing, they are all my part and parcels. We are all part and parcels of Krishna. Now these souls, Mamai Vamsa Jeeva Loke Jeeva Bhuta Sanatanaha Manaha Shastani Indriyani Prakriti Sthani Karishati. What has happened is, along with five senses and the mind, that is six senses, Manaha Shastani Indriyani, these souls are struggling in this material world. Prakriti Sthani Karishyati. So this is what is a this is what is called Krishna's Leela. So Krishna is enjoying this world and he is performing these pastimes, and he is the supreme, and there are millions and trillions and, you know, and infinite souls who are part and parcel of him. They are separated. We are separated from him. We are separated part and parcel of Krishna. Vibhinnamsha. Now we were, at one point of time, we were enjoying the association of Krishna, as Mataji was saying that. Yes. But what has happened is, Brahma, when he is creating this material world, if we see this Srimad Bhagavatam, and if we go back, or maybe we would have gone earlier stages, where material world is being created and different types of souls and living entities are being created. So some like us, we have rebelled. You know, the human nature or the human being or the life of a human being, when the soul gets the body of a human being, then he gets free will. So, in that condition, we rebel against Krishna and we say that I also want to enjoy. I know I am a part and parcel of Krishna. I am seeing Krishna enjoying with his gopis. I am seeing Krishna enjoying various types of pastimes. But now, I want to enjoy. The moment this consciousness comes in my mind that I want to enjoy, immediately Krishna fulfills that promise. Pastimes of material creation, he creates the material world for the same purpose, for the sake of purpose of our enjoyment. So what happens is we are put into this material world for the sake of enjoying. But Krishna says this material world is an illusory, it is a temporary. It is not permanent. Once you go into this material world, you will feel that pleasure. See, when we are in this material world, we cannot reject the fact that some time or the other in our lifetime, we are also happy, aren't we? We should not be actually. We are happy or we are feeling blissful due to conditions, not due to the spiritual conditions. It's totally different. Happy, if I eat mango, I feel that pleasure. That is material happiness. So that should not be there. The moment that comes, that material pleasure or material happiness due to the material contents, then we are in a wrong position or wrong consciousness. But if I am honoring Krishna Prasadam and I am feeling a bliss because of Krishna's prasad, then it is spiritual happiness. But normally that is not the case. At any given point of time, because of my free will, I am always conditioned to think that certain things. The moment that enjoyable mentality comes in my consciousness, I have rebelled against Krishna and I am separated from. So Krishna says, I am giving you this facility of material world to understand what is pleasure and what is happiness, what is distress, and to understand, and I am giving you the human body to actually understand that this material, this happiness or distress which you are experiencing in this material world is temporary and false. Just forsake that and just come to me to enjoy the real pleasure and real happiness. So then the Krishna comes and Krishna comes advance on this material world and gives this knowledge. See, he says to Arjuna that bahuni me vatitani bhavishyan tavacha Arjuna janmani tavacha Arjuna. You and me have spent so many lives, come back again and again on this world, so for so many times. So it's always there. Krishna, on one hand, is enjoying that pastime with his devotees. So he is actually allowing some souls to appear, to enjoy with him his pastimes. And some souls have rebelled from Krishna for the sake of their own enjoyment. And then he gives them instructions through Bhagavad Gita, the medium of Bhagavad Gita, so that these souls can come back to him. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, thank you.
Yes.
So by, like, you know, now we are here and we are engaged in devotional service to Krishna. So when we become pure, completely free of material desires, so then we will have entrance into the spiritual kingdom.
Yeah.
But then we will just stay there or we'll come back again.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. It's a very good question, Mataji. If we just recollect the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Shikshashtakam, where Mahaprabhu says
न धनम न जनम न सुंदरी कवितां वा जगदीश कामये मम जन्मनि जन्मनि ईश्वरे भवताद् भक्ति रहितुकितहि त्वयि.
I would like to take birth after birth in this material world. Mama janmani janmani. I would prefer to take birth. That is Krishna's philosophy is achinta bheda. See, one should be always know that yes, my goal is to go back to Godhead. But that is not the end of it. The real end is mama janmani janmani is. I want to do devotional service, unconditional, unalloyed devotional service unto you every birth after birth after birth. So Krishna, if you, like Mataji, you will definitely go back to Godhead. But looking at your devotional service attitude, Krishna will again send you to on this material world to again enlighten more and more souls to go back to Godhead, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, it's very far.
Yes, Mataji. I'm very nice to have association with you so that, you know, I can learn from you.
Oh, Prabhuji, I'm learning. I haven't learned anything yet. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. It's a humility.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
Yes,
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavas Prabhuji.
Dandavas Pranam.
Dandavas Prabhu. Can I add a little bit to what you just said from my understanding?
Yes, Prabhuji.
So this is a very common question because we all feel victims. We think, why did we land up in this material world? This is called the victim's attitude. Why, you know, we were in this spiritual world enjoying with Krishna, and how come we landed up in this material world? And most of the time you think that, you know, like we were kicked out of the spiritual kingdom or be thrown out, like, you know, we have in other philosophies, like Adam and the Adam were kicked out from the heaven. But the whatever my understanding is that we were not kicked out by Krishna. It was by our own choice that we wanted to leave and come here. The example given is when a father has, like, say, 10 children and he provides everything and there is a lot of enjoyment and contentment, but one or two children will feel dissatisfied and they want to be independent and they will leave the home and go away. And they try to do some bad things. But, so similarly, we were in the spiritual kingdom, but we wanted to enjoy on our own compared to these children who are rebellious. So we landed up in this material world. So children who leave the home, they also leave the shelter of the father, and then they struggle here and there. And then eventually they want to come back. So to come back, the condition is that they have to get rid of all their addictions or their bad habits, and then they can be admitted back to the father's house. So this is how I, in a very simplistic way, relate these things. And then what happens when you reach the spiritual planet? Do we fall down again? Most of the time the scripture says, once Krishna says, when you come to me, you never go into the cycle of life, birth and death again, and you live with me eternally. That is true, but again, if you become rebellious, because Krishna doesn't take away your independence, the Swarat. So if you again become rebellious, of course, you will leave father's house and again land up in a, you know, hard place. That's how I understand with my limited understanding. Thank you very much. Thank
you. Yes, Prabhuji. Very true. Only a small addendum.
Yeah.
And that is, we have really opted we had a choice of leaving separately. We had opted for the second option, that is why we are struggling in this material world. At the same time, Krishna has assured that yad gatva na nivartante, once you come back to Godhead, then you will not return back. Now, nowhere in the history mentioned, or Vedas, or even Krishna never mentioned anywhere, at when were we with him and when did we rebel? A Sanatana Prashna. I mean, nowhere it is disclosed, and it can never be also. But somewhere, it is said that we rebelled against Krishna and we landed on this material. So when we take off from that point, that we rebelled against Krishna and landed here, then when we go back again to Godhead, Krishna says, you yad gatva na nivartante, then you need not come to this material world. But Krishna, because of his enjoying pastimes, he can qualify us, he can give us qualifications to such an extent that you again go back to material world for my pastime, for my pleasure. You become a devotee and spread right. This Gita to, and you know, for that, and that moment we again come back to this material world as common ordinary human being, and we go to the process of Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi. So there are Sant Tukaram, there are so many various saints who are Shaktyavish avatar of Krishna.
Yes.
Who come to this material world and preach Krishna.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hare Krishna. So you are one of them.
No.
Yes, so if any or suggestions or questions, or if not, shall I give up here?
Yes, Prabhu, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय श्रील गुरुदेव की जय
थैंक यू प्रभु जी वेरी नाइस हरे कृष्ण